God bless you in this new year. May you have a better year in the new year than you had in the old year. Before I go to the message, go before the Lord. My Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I come before your holy throne as a yielded vessel created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I pray that you will use this message to touch a heart of a person who has not received Christ as of yet, to give them assurance that in Christ they would have a new life, a wonderful life, a life that's worth living. Use me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about hearing God. You know, a lot of time, you know, people like to go out and talk about hearing what the media has to say and what society has to say about certain problems. But, you know, Peter, James, and John were with Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter said in the book of 2 Peter 1:17, "For we receive from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice of him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount." So Peter had an ear for the word of God. James had an ear for the word of God. And John also had an ear for the word of God. But you know, in our society, people don't have an ear for the word of God. You're trying to tell them about the word of God, they'll turn your deaf ear and go the other way. They want to get involved with man-made religions. You know why? Because religion lets you live the way you want to live. But God has a standard that he wants us to live by, so therefore he can save our souls and also bless us in this life. See, that's blessings and obedience. In the book of 1 Samuel 15:22, the Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. There's a lot of people that are making sacrifices in their religion, but spiritually they're not being blessed. They're having all kinds of spiritual problems, but yet they're making sacrifices for their religion. They'll go out there and dress a certain way, they'll go out there and act a certain way because of their religion, but yet they have no spiritual relationship with God. And they feel that emptiness on the inside. They're trying to figure out, why am I feeling like this and I'm serving God? But they're not hearing from a true God. They're hearing from the God of this world, Satan. See, the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 4:3, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to those who are perishing, for the God of this world has blinded the minds of the children of disobedience, where they believe not in the word of God." Satan comes with religion. He wants people to put their ears to his religion and turn their face away from serving God. So how do you know you have the truth? Many people ask that question. How do you know that we have the truth? See, when you have the truth, your life will change for the better. When you have the truth, you would go out there and you would also treat other people the way you want to be treated. When you have the truth, you would also lift up Jesus Christ. See, people in religion, they're selfish. Jesus Christ was not selfish. If Jesus Christ was selfish, we wouldn't have no way to get back to God. He was very unselfish to take a punishment that we rightfully deserve. To come down to this earth to be punished in our place. A shameful death on the cross for our sins. So when you have the truth, you would have salvation. And salvation would also change your mindset. Instead of your mindset is set on the things of this life, it's set on Jesus Christ. How you can please Jesus Christ. How you can please God through Jesus Christ. And the way you dress also determines who you believe in. You dress in a modest way. The Bible said avoid all appearances of evil. So you would also watch the company that you hang out with. Now, a lot of people don't care who they hang out with as long as they hang out. But when you come and hear the word of God and want to be obedient to the word of God, you also would be very, very particular about who you want to hang out with, who you want to speak to, who you want to be associated with when you're living according to the word of God, if you're hearing the word of God. You know, Jesus said in the book of John 12:26, "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." That is many people. They're not serving Christ. They just have a religion. We just call it a religious church court. They just go to church and live like the devil. But they don't have Christ in their hearts. But they think they do. Because they give money to the church and they may do a little things around the church. That's all well and good. But the Bible said in the book of Romans 8:9, "If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his." So we have to examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. Because there's many religion that sounds like it's the truth, but it's really not the truth. It may look like it's coming from God, but it's not really coming from God. See, the Word of God always glorifies Jesus Christ. Jesus said in the book of John 15:13, that the Holy Spirit will testify of me. And the things of which I sent you, he would take it and reveal it unto you. So when we come to Christ, we would always have an ear just for the Word of God. We're not concerned about other religions, other man-made religions, like Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism or Roman Catholicism or any of these ism and schism religions. We just want to know what God is saying, what God wants me to do in my life, if you're hearing the Word of God. You know, the first thing that God tells us to do is to repent. You know why? Because if you don't repent, you can never serve this God. You have to turn away from your sins to serve him. Jesus said in the book of Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. But see, today in our society, they want to have an easy road religion. A religion that lets you live the way you want to live. And all you have to do is just come to church and just participate and pay your tithes and you'll be all right with God. But when you look at the demands that Jesus Christ set forth in the book of Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself and pick up that cross and follow me. You know, that cuts a lot of people off. It's, well, you know, you're turning people away from Christ. Well, you know, Christ turned people away from himself. When you read the book of John, the 6th chapter, around the 54th verse down to the 63rd verse, Jesus told a group of people, if you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have nothing in me. And the Bible said, it was a hard saying, and many of his apostles did not walk with him anymore. If you're not walking with Christ, it means you're walking with the devil. See, when you turn away from God, you're not in a neutral state. Religion's trying to always, somehow or another, plant a neutral state. But it's always in Christ or in sin, in righteousness or in wickedness, on your way to heaven or you're on the way to hell. Jesus said in the book of John 12:30, you're either for me or you're against me. You either gather with me or you scatter abroad. There's no gray areas. Religion has tried to somehow put that gray area between God and man, God and sin. But it's not true in the Word of God. Jesus said in the book of Revelation 3:16, if you're lukewarm, he's going to do what? Spit you out of his mouth. You need a hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. So you can't do anything with a lukewarm person, because it's hard for them to make up a decision to do anything. They say, well, I think I would do it. Well, may not. You know, well, maybe I will. They're just somewhere in the middle. But you can't be that way with God. Because you see, God himself has a standard that you can only live by faith in Christ. And this is why it's important for you to understand the Word of God that will give you that strength that you can live up to this standard. He didn't leave us orphans. He gave us the Holy Spirit. So when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in, gives you the power to believe and live by the Word of God. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We're not born sons of God. We're born a child of the devil because we're born in sin. That's why Jesus said in the book of John 3:3, you must be born again, born of God's Spirit. So when the Spirit of the Lord comes in, it gives you a new way of thinking. See, people thinking is way off today in our society. They're thinking about killing babies, thinking about practicing homosexuality, thinking about gambling, thinking about hanging out at the nightclubs. They're not thinking about getting right with God. But when the Word of God comes in, if you're listening to the Word of God, you'll be grieved. That's good. If you're not living right, if you grieve by the Word of God, I let you know right there that God is dealing with your heart. He's convicting you of your sins. He's trying to bring you into his kingdom. But there are many people that grieve, but they run to a psychiatrist and say, why am I feeling like this? And the guy says, don't listen to that. You know, we're living in the modern day. Now, here's some medication. Go and take that. You'll be all right. You know? But you can never deal with a spiritual matter with medicine. See, Christ came to give us the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that put love, peace, happiness, joy into your heart. See, the life that God wants to live is really blessed. You know, you read in the book of Revelation 21, it speaks about the new heaven and the new earth. Imagine such a place. And you have no more death, no more sorrow. But how can you get to this place? You got to be born again. You have to have God's Spirit in your heart. So that's the down payment of your eternal life, is the Holy Spirit. Because without that, you will not go into God's kingdom. You cannot go and get into God's heaven. In the book of Revelation 21:27, the Bible said, there shall not be anyone that would enter in that would work an abomination that would defile God's throne, but only they who are written in the Lamb's book of life. So in this life, God's given us a free will. You can turn your ears away from the word of God and say, well, I heard that when I was a kid. I saw how my people was living, and I don't want to have anything to do with this poor man religion. I want to go out there and do my thing. You can do that. It's up to you. But you never base the word of God on other people. You base the word of God on Jesus Christ. So that's why the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Because people, we need to be taught how to really live by the word of God. We're like children that need to be taught the word of God. You know, people go out and want to listen to these so-called ministers because they have some kind of bachelor's or doctor's degree. But we need the Holy Spirit in order to do it God's way. In the book of Mark, the fourth chapter, Jesus Christ is given a parable about sowing of the seeds. Many people heard that parable, but most people walked away because they were not concerned about what the seeds were or what Jesus Christ was talking about. But a few of his apostles came up and asked Jesus Christ to explain it. See, when you have the ear for the word of God, you want to get deeper into the word of God. Not just hear it and walk away and say, I heard it, and it's not for me. But you want to get deeper into the word of God so that way you can live a life that is pleasing to God the Father through Jesus Christ. You know, that's why we were here, to glorify God. We were not put here to go out there and sin. This body was not made for sin. This body is a temple that was made for God. But because of man's disobedience, he is falling away from God. But Jesus Christ is that channel back to God. Jesus said in the book of John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man could come into the Father but by me. People say, well, you mean to tell me with 6.6 billion people that God only provided one way? Yes, because there's only one right answer to the problem. That's it. We may have 6.6 billion people living on planet Earth, but yet they're still rebelling against that holy and righteous God. And Jesus Christ is God's answer to man's problem. So you can make it up in your mind to listen to the word of God. Not just listen to anybody just because they may have a position as a minister, but get into the word of God. The Holy King James Bible, and read it for yourself. You'd be surprised when people say that that's in the word, that's in the Bible, that's really not there. But they heard it somewhere. Like God helped those who helped themselves. I have never read that in the Bible. But a lot of people say that. Why? Because they never took time out. They never read the word of God. They went by what they heard. You can't treat the word of God like that, my friend. You get deceived. You know? A man once came up to me. He said he wanted to serve God. He was listening to this guy, and this guy was just ripping him off. He got mad with God. Now, why are you going to get mad with God for some charlatan that's out there misusing the word of God? You got to go back into the word of God and read it for yourself. See, the Bible has many warnings of these charlatans, of these false teachers. So when you get into the word of God, you would be aware of that. Jesus said, not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, would enter this kingdom, but they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So just because somebody may come up to you and start rapping to you about the word of God, does that mean it?